Hello, people. Good morning. Welcome to the English program. Oh, hang on a minute. One thing you have to do if you're a professional here, folks, is you have to turn off the main speaker when you're speaking into your microphone to avoid getting any kind of feedback. So hang on a minute. I've got to reach over here. Oh, dear. It's rather embarrassing. Hang on a second. Okay, here we go. Right. So, English program. Radio goes pop. Time for our jingle. Don't forget, it's featured, folks, on the official Audioboo website. Audioboo.fm. Check out our Audioboo. We love you. Okay, cue the music, please. Here we go, folks. If you know the words, sing along. Audioboo, how do you do? I don't know why I love you. I love to talk on Audioboo. You love it too. I know you do. Okay, I think we can stop there. I wish we could go back and re-record that end bit. I'm afraid it's part of history now, folks. We can't do anything about it. We've lost all the original bits. We've just got the final version. And that's it. Okay, so there we go. Okay. Now, let me see here what's going on. I was watching a thing, documentary thing, with the actor Michael J. Fox. You know, we were talking about Back to the Future last week, and I saw Biff in an episode of Cold Case, sort of as he is now, and I was talking about Back to the Future and everything. And then there was the episode of Scoop, which, by the way, I have to say every day, watch Ian and Hacker, they're fantastic. We saw an episode of Scoop entitled Back to the Future, which was the basis of a wonderful Henry VIII joke, which I made up myself. And Michael J. Fox was saying how one thing he hated was when your nose whistles. I seem to be having that thing today, a whistling nose, which is rather strange, one has to admit. Okay, here we go. Five, write my story. This, I love the beginning of this track. Have a listen to this. It's rather loud. That is just fantastic. I love that. Okay, so the English program. We're here to help you improve your knowledge of everything, quite frankly. Testing you on your knowledge of various things. My first question, I'm not even going to tell you the category, okay? Normally I say, right, pop quiz, blah, blah, blah. I'm not even going to say what kind of quiz this is, folks, okay? Right, question one. What does LBW stand for? What does LBW stand for? That's the first question, folks. And the next question is, from what? Get this wrong, you are... Well, I won't say anything just now. What are candles made from? Get it right, or you will regret it forever. Let me see. This one here. Where would you find Orion's belt? Okay, where would you find Orion's belt? There's three questions there, folks. I'm going to have a look now. LBW stands for leg before wicket. It's when you're playing cricket and your leg's in the way. You're not allowed to stick your leg in front of the wicket, because that then means that you're using your leg to protect the wicket, and you can't do that when you're playing cricket. Okay, right. So the next one, I've lost it now. From what are candles made from? Wax, of course. I mean, what's going on here? If you don't know the answer to that, what is going on? And finally, folks, Orion's belt can be found where? The answer is in the sky. Yes, it's a group of stars, folks. Yes, group of stars. Okay. I mentioned Ian and Hacker before. They are super fab, hip, and trendy. They are currently the faces of CBBC. Look out for them. They had a fantastic outside broadcast from Wimbledon yesterday. It was really funny. Try and catch them if you can. The English program, Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com.